Taking a look ahead at dairy in 2017, we're visiting today with Mark Stevenson, Center for Dairy Profitability, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Mark, what can dairy farmers expect in 2017?
They can expect improvement. We hit the bottom in May of 2016 of our prices in this trough. I expected that through the end of 2016 we'd see improvement and on into 2017. I don't think we're going to see anything dramatic until we get halfway through the year. We started to see a flurry of buying on world markets when prices were at their bottom because everybody wants to step in and take the opportunity to buy when prices are low. The next time that we'll see a flurry of activity is when people start to feel like stocks are getting tight and there's not as much product available as they would like to have. So that hasn't started yet. I don't think that'll happen till we get to the second half of 2017.
Mark, what's on the horizon for dairy farmers and dairy policy in the year ahead?
We've already got discussion going on about what's likely in the next farm bill. Normally, that would be a 2018 time period that we'd be looking at, but we're getting started a good year early. Dairy farm policy, I think, is going to start to sound like a broken record. It only feels like a few years ago we were talking about farm bill, and we're already having discussions about the 2018 farm bill now. There's even been some discussion about can we maybe get an early farm bill, as in 2017. I think that's not likely, but it's in for the discussion right now.
And do you think there's any concern about trade?
Yes, there certainly are concerns about it. The president-elect has made a lot of noises about trade pacts. And, you know, from all things that I can see right now, it sounds like TPP is dead. And TPP would probably have been a mild positive for the dairy industry. The thing that's a bigger consequence, though, is discussions about on wanting to reopen NAFTA. And NAFTA has been good for U.S. dairy. So I'm a little concerned about whether that could be a bad thing for us.
Mark, go ahead and sum up the year ahead a little bit if you can. Give me some bullet points.
Improving prices, maybe by the time we get toward the second half of the year, it's going to feel like large improvement in prices. So that's something to look forward to.
We've been visiting with Mark Stevenson, Center for Dairy Profitability, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.